Welcome to my podcast. I'm Vince Kelvin, and I have two questions for you on the topic of being social and thriving with pickup and seduction. Question number one, if you are ready. If you recall your point of entry, that moment in time when you decided you were going to change your reality with this matter. Maybe it was gradual, it was a process, or maybe it was a dramatic moment. When you recall at what point you went from it was just happening and maybe it wasn't happening, you know, by default, to wanting to do it by design. And then, not perfectly, but do your best to try to remember, how did you enter? How did you come in? What was your mindset like then? Did you arrive eager, excited to learn with a sense of possibility? Or was there to some degree, or maybe only a sense of you were hoping it could help you, but you were not sure? Second question. How far will your interactions go? What results can you expect? How far can you take it? Here's the answer. Your interactions are only going to go as far as you think and know they can go. But there we have to divide two elements. Of course, you want for them to go further. But wanting does not mean that you know it deep down inside. A sense of positive expectation, that you trust that it can happen. So we backtrack. The first question was to help us realize and recognize that it's highly likely that we carry residues of when we first came in. What I witness a lot, and it fascinates me, is first, men who are very capable, and ultimately, at some point, they forgot they were capable. By the way, side note, I hear a little sound on the line. If you can mute until we take questions. Good, much better. I appreciate it. So there's a sense of possibility. It's there. We see it, potential. There's also progress through time. I witness a lot of progress. But I also witness that it's still, to some degree at least, filtered by a sense of not really being sure that it can happen or an in-between. I want to, but I'm not sure. So this is really an invitation to revisit that, to re-enter. That's one thing that has helped me a lot, and I still use that. I ask myself, if with everything I currently know, I was to begin today, how would I begin differently? And I sharpen that. I sharpen how I enter it. And it also makes me aware of maybe lingering of complaining or, you know, mentions of things like, I heard somebody, a dear friend of mine I was helping today, he said, well, you know, it's been 6 months, pause. So the guy was saying it's been 6 months since he was with a girl. Now, from the future you, I asked him, would you even make a mention of that? The you who's successful with this, would the you successful with it, not at the level that it wouldn't have been 6 months, if for whatever reason it had been 6 months, how would that be perceived differently? Probably a different tone, change the tone of it. Two simple things you can do for that. I love them and I do them a lot. Not in a way where it's going to be answered just consciously. You're not looking for answers right now. at that level, more in a way where you get in the vibe, and from there you begin to filter it differently. In your own ways, you reach a place in the future of true fulfillment. Life is still life, it's not perfect, and yet you do things that other men are very astonished when they see you do those things. And you're having fun and it's flowing and you feel that you're providing for yourself beyond what you can imagine right now. Don't try to see it, but from that place, how would you filter what you're going through currently differently? How would you filter what you're going through currently differently? Today, I even did it myself for other matters of life, and I went to the afterlife. I go, it's after your life, the you from after this lifetime. What piece of advice would the you from after this lifetime would give you now, here, today? Now, maybe you've heard of that idea. I've shared this before. Do remember that then the real challenge is to, one, become proficient at this. The idea would be, don't try to answer it consciously. Well, I would be more confident. Well, I would talk more often. Instead, stay with the me from the future. Say, right now, I connect with the me who has transcended most of what concerns me and so on, has abundantly. But don't go extreme also, because the mind will reject if you imagine, okay, I got 100 girlfriends all around me. That's not what we are suggesting. Something a little bit more organic. Till you start to feel a little shift, maybe a little warmth in your belly. And further ease, and then go, how would I go about what I'm doing right now? Once you become a little bit more proficient, and it's ongoing, okay? It's like riding a bicycle. The next thing is to remember to do it instead of doing what you normally do when you don't know exactly what should I text the girl, where should I take it next. It's all good to ask the questions. It's at a practical standpoint, out of curiosity. What we got to watch out is there's still an element of, I'm needy and I hope I'm going to get this girl right now, and I hope it in a way where I also fear that I don't get her, because if I don't get her, what if I don't get anybody? A subconscious preoccupation we all have to some degree. So I need to become aware of what are the tendencies in those moments that I've been carrying with me, and I never really reobserved, reexamined that to re-enter it in a new way. Then I get proficient at consulting with the future me. And I got to remember, I got to remember to use it when it would best and most help. The second idea for that is the idea of imagining that your concerns, they're not yours. That you're there with a very genuine person. You like them, but it's a little newbie that's overly concerned. And they voice your concern, and they go like, what if the girl doesn't call back? And you respond to them from a well-centered place, and you go, don't worry about it. There will always be another one. So I always love to play that. Whatever little concerns I have, wherever I feel puzzled, with all matters of life, I rapidly imagine that I'm helping somebody that's genuine. I like them, and they're a little bit in distress, and they're a little bit new. So I'm not mocking them. I'm not dismissing what they say. I recognize it as, hey, those are legitimate early little concerns, but I know that I'm beyond that. And from that place, I start to come up with answers like, hey, don't worry about it. It's all coming into play. It's all coming into place. Now, this will also help you to enter it without pressure, because this could work for you or against you if done the wrong way. against you will be you start to pressure yourself that you need to pull, that you need to make it happen right now. We want less of that. But what I witness is that oftentimes it's a little too reluctant, hesitant, wishy-washy from the get-go, so preoccupied with other matters that it is not the level that's required for something to happen. Because what we do is not the norm. See, if it was the norm, then you would go to a park, you would see people like cuddling everywhere, kissing. You constantly witness people hooking up around you. So we talk. It's normal in the world. People do hook up. But if we want more consistent results, more interesting results, we need to know that from the get-go, it needs to be entered with a bit more conviction, but not pressure. And right there, you also need to know that your interactions will only go not as far as you want them to go, as far as you trust they can go. So right there, start to stretch, stay longer in the interaction, because there's a reality of cause and effect where we are where we are because of what we're doing. And we got to take responsibility, not blame for that. See, it could sometimes seem unfair. A guy goes, oh, man, but I spoke to 20 girls, and I got 10 numbers, and not one texted me back. Well, that's a reflection of what you think will happen. If I look at you right now and I go, 3, 2, 1, this has completely changed right now. Are you going to be great? You're going to be, not sure. Because you're more sure that what's going to happen is that the girls are not going to text you back because you still frame it based on what's happened up until now. So if you want for the interactions to go further, for more to happen, you can frame it on your current frame of reference. That's why the suggestion to call on the future you. Okay, so I'm happy to open the floor now. Today, somebody told me that they didn't really have a question during a session. That's not really how it works. We're not here waiting until something happens and you don't know how to handle it, and now you have a question. There's plenty aspects of what needs to be addressed that you already know. We can drill more at distinctions and so on. So the floor is open. We are going to keep it minimal tonight, so it's very listening friendly for those who listen to the recording. And I know it's Memorial Day today, so I remain silent for 10, 15 seconds to see what can I do for you tonight.
Hello, Vince Kelvin. This is Christian Delgado.
Christian, thank you for being on the call. Really appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah.
Christian, I'm so sorry. I don't know if it's on my side. It was breaking up just a touch. It seems to be better now.
Okay. Yeah, the thing was a little low. Anywho, I was going through some pictures, and then I had like this weird thought come up, and I don't know. It was kind of like a weird habit. What's happening is I'm just like, I think back of a like memory or something kind of embarrassing, thinking I probably could have done it better. And then I just like, it becomes just so amplified that sometimes I just have to just like yell it out to diffuse the energy. Wanted to know if you had any insights on how to better manage that, so I'm not like neurotically beating myself up like after an interaction.
It's a little abstract. If you can be slightly more specific, if okay, although there's already plenty we can do with it. But I pass it back to you for a brief moment.
Yeah, for example, you know, like looking up a picture of a number of clothes I did with the chick, and I'm just like, fuck, why didn't I fucking... It's like, I shouldn't have done that, or, like I could have done it like this, or maybe I shouldn't have, like, it's like this weird loop.
It's
very intense in the moment.
Okay, so pause for a second.
Okay.
Know thyself. What I mentioned just a moment ago, your interactions will only go as far as you think they're going to go. And not think in a way, I hope, like knowingness. Like at the time of this recording, it's Monday. I know that. Knowingness. Then I also said, and we're going to connect it to what you're bringing up to the plate, we are where we're at because of what we're doing. That's the ultimate reality of cause and effect, sometimes referred to as karma. Okay? So from the outside, what I witness, you have a beautiful intensity about you. And you're bringing that intensity into it. And you bring that intensity into how you want to treat it. And that intensity is what is causing it. So that's one element. So play with looking back on the things you want to correct and shift how you voice it with your tone. And we apply the same with whatever responses those we interact with may have. Try it now and go, hey, oh, it's interesting. I was looking at a picture and wow, I got pretty intense about it. Try it.
Okay. I was looking at a picture and I got pretty intense about it.
I still hear like, I was looking at a picture. That is beautiful. It's energy. Okay. It depends when you use it and how it's being channeled.
Okay.
And you know, think of it, you're a stallion, but in the journey of a stallion, initially what? The stallion need to tame its energy down a little bit or to better direct it, right? So you pure power, and you got to know where and when it's needed to be intense or not. So one more time, and try to really ease, and the examples that I gave, you can apply them. Remember, too often we get a little bit concerned and we omit all the little tools and skills we already have because we're looking for a solution. We're still hoping that, oh, in moments like that, look it to your left. There's a button. Press it. It's going to all be okay. And I know I do the same. The moment I get concerned, I don't remember to, for example, consult with the you from the future. In those moments, imagine that, oh man, why didn't I unbuckle her? That is not you saying that. It's a little newbie next to you. You like the guy, but you know, you're not thinking like him and you want to help him and you go, hey, yeah, well, you'll catch the next one. So do those little exercises. It also has to do with your frame of mind. So we need to backtrack, and that's for all of us. Constantly sharpen your frame of mind. There, here's what I detect. I go slow, and I hope that you can also start to detect it.
Okay.
It's a frame of mind that omits the true nature of things. Now, I'm not claiming I know the true nature of things, but watch, because right there you're operating from a frame of mind that is a disconnection from the flow of things. And it's a little overly static, digital, okay?
Okay.
Meaning, I don't know if you can hear it. Do your best. It seems to me that the wiring would expect that you're going to know what to do. And then when the opportunity is there, you're going to do it. And if you didn't do it from that frame of mind, then it feels off. So, but that's not really how it works. First, understand the principle of evolution. I had shared that silly story when it's the day after a foursome, and you don't have to have a foursome, okay? But, you know, just for the sake of the example, what I want to demonstrate. So if you think most guys, if they had a night of lovemaking with three girls that were very pretty, we all had a lot of fun, they probably think you would wake up the next day and go, wow, look at me, right? And feel very good, or not, wow, look at me, but you would feel very good. So I feel very good for a brief moment, and then there's a part of me that starts to complain because there were five girls and one left, and one overlooked it all but didn't participate, and three participated. So there was a part of me that was already thinking about, yeah, but how could I have gotten all five? And in that moment, that's when I realized, oh, that's the phenomenon of evolution. Okay? If we apply the same thing in business, that means the guy just closed a superb business deal. Before we know it, part of him is going to go, oh, yeah, but you closed only one, not two. But the beauty with the right attitude is that there's already a part of you that's conceiving of beyond. So process it this way. Add this element. So there's natural evolution. Then shift, and I will backtrack to repeat to really concretize it. And that goes for everybody, including me, because those are things we get better at all the time. That's really the core. That's what makes the difference. So what elements do we have so far? Well, we got to watch out. It's the same in business. It's the same with people. It's the same with all matters of life. Yes, I would be the first one in line. If it could be like I got an idea, I put my idea into application and it's a big success, and then I come to my next idea. Okay? Now, I would also be the first in line if, even if it took a longer, if it'd be like, okay, well, you know, I studied this and I can become a little bit better, and then there's a girl and a number closer and that's it. But it's not really how it works. Okay? It's a lot of trial and error off most of the time. The difference is our attitude. Let go of those rigid frame of mind, because they what make us upset afterwards, and we're rightfully upset. But the frame of mind is off. That encourage instead frame of minds that are looser. Do you remember one of the most basic things that I started with personally was the win no matter what model, the statement, some will, some won't, so what? But then we can overlook it, we hear it, and we're still searching elsewhere, and we still operate from the same old model. Your models must be, at times I will, at times I won't, and it's all right. And that's really how it works. And there's everybody that's successful out there, that's what they went through, but they developed an edge in responding to that, a different attitude, a shift in thinking. They're not perfectly, and there's probably still places where they get pissed a little bit, and that did not prevent them from being successful. So let go of the model that's so rigid that it should happen in one shot all the time. You should know, you should be further and all of that. That is nonsense. That is not the real dynamic and purpose of life. That's a hallucination. Okay? Number two, we need to know also when there's inevitably going to be evolution. Carl Jung said that at a certain age, it didn't matter what trajectory you followed, you won. Will be able to know that you could have done something different. Two, whatever you did, you will be able to know that you could have done it differently. But that's evolution, and that's the real celebration. It's amazing I've evolved, so I make my old rendition, what I did, outdated. And if you have a fast evolution rate, you make what you did, your best, outdated very rapidly. But the beauty is that you're evolving, celebrate it. Now, is this right? Is this wrong? It doesn't matter right or wrong at the level of mindset. At the level of mindset is what is the effect on you. And obviously, from what you said, the effect is not an effect that you want. And then the third aspect of it is, I stated that a long time ago. It took me a long time to apply it in some areas, and even longer to come back to that as a protocol and a way of being, and to recognize it's always the case. In a moment of recognizing what I didn't do, just like in nature, fertilizer is needed for a plant to grow, or helps, I misframe I misunderstand. I misread what's really happening. I do not understand that this is happening because I'm ready to seize the opportunity in the now to respond differently. For a long time, I was a little afraid of karma. It's a strong word. I was afraid that if I messed up too much, I would come back being an ant or being something, being the very person that I most dislike, that I would be punished that way. But I don't think that's what it's about. I think karma, another word for it, would be a groove or a track or a trace or a trajectory. Okay? And then I became interested in clearing my karma. How can I clear my karma? Because I don't want the bad karma from the past. What I realize is it's instant karmic clearing is normally in this situation, I do something and I'm unaware that something else is available. And now full force, I'm going to do something else. Because it's a little different, it may even make me dizzy. It may even make me feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? But I will seize the opportunity. So the misread is we're thinking, okay, according to that little plan and that little model that's super rigid, I should already have done it all and I should only have perfect response all the time and I should never, I could have numbered closer, but I didn't. Now I stress because I didn't and it bothers me when I realize that I didn't. Cancel, cancel, cancel that model. The new model is, hey, it's going to be a little bit all over the place, and it's circular. The planet is circular. What does that mean? That means if, let's say, suddenly in college or high school, I don't do too well with the ladies. Now in my 20s, I want to do better. I hustle and I start to do better. Okay, and suddenly now at some point, because of what Carl Jung said, I may think, well, you know, it's fun to have all those girls, but maybe it'd be great to have a special one, guaranteed. And the guy who has a special one is going to be, or maybe it'd be great to have many girls. That's what Carl Jung was talking about. But, and it's everybody. And it's polarity. So suddenly, maybe I'm going to sweat it one more round, or what I had built will come short. And eventually, that's going to repeat the cycles until I'm an elder man now. So. You know, I got to have the right mindset. Ease, way more ease. And the next time you see the picture and you think, I could have number close her, first, be more resourceful and go, what can I do right now? Because oftentimes we also use being pissed as another excuse not to do something. Okay? And that's your opportunity to embrace something different. And it's like a ripple effect. Check this out. If let's say I go, okay, I realize it's pointless to expect that it will always and only work perfectly, and even if it does for a moment, something else will come into play. So I need a new attitude. If I want to learn how to swim, it's just like, oh, I wish water was solid. No, water is liquid. So you could complain each time that you take a step in the water because it's not solid, or you can learn how to swim, to use a metaphor. So let's say I promise myself, I go, you know what, I'm going to clear my karma. I'm going to set a new track. Next time I'm going to have a completely different attitude. Suddenly, habitually, I find myself having the same old attitude. In that moment, just like a ripple effect, I have a chance to catch having a new attitude about the fact that I had the same old attitude. I will be, well, I guess it's a process, and eventually I'm sure I'll catch it, but here I am doing the same thing again. No, not true. You're doing something different at the level of your response to your response, and the ripple effect continues. If, let's say, I don't do something different at the second ripple, I can do it at the third, at the fourth, at the fifth, all the way to now. You can have a different response when you present it, and we caught it. There's still too much intensity. The charge is beautiful. You know, I think that it's wise and helpful and organic to realize all the pieces are there already. You have them, I have them. There's no owner's manual, so it's more about rewiring. It's not like I'm defective, I'm missing something. I got to rewire a little bit. And it's an ongoing process of evolution. So a beautiful energy. It's about also knowing what to put where. You know, we first learn to recognize words and shapes and so on. But then after that, it's about knowing which one when, right? It's always the same. Whatever we learn in life, at first we learn to recognize, oh, that's this, okay, that's the carburetor, that's it. But then after, it's about where does it go? And what else does it combine with? So it's a very rich answer. You can also do the most basic stuff. But I think you generate the intensity, and it's about allocating this intensity at the right place. And set a few guidelines for yourself, okay? For me, years ago, I started to play, for example, with the guideline of, if suddenly I recognize that there's something I could be doing and I'm not doing it, I'm going to do it then. So I changed the meaning of recognizing, oh, man, it's been 3 days I haven't meditated. No. Wrong meaning. Indeed, you haven't meditated for 3 days. But the fact that it comes up is my chance right now to meditate here and now. Well, I'm at work. I cannot really meditate. Well, I can do it a little bit differently. And I can also say, what would be my first chance to meditate? 5 p.m. Perfect. At 5:05, I'm meditating. Okay? Another great agreement you can have with yourself is suddenly you realize, oh, I could have done this, but I didn't. What's the next nearest opportunity? Okay, so if you didn't number close that girl, well, great. Shift it all. Create magic. The picture, all of that was there. So you would grab your jacket, go walk around, and number close someone. And also, at first, we're too fatalist, okay? We're too fatalist. The number of people who decide they're going to break up, and then you see them together again. The times that I experimented with, okay, that one got so upset, there's no way. Most people are saying that I could go back there and get that girl again, and I got her. This is not about getting a girl back. I think it's weak. You take the girl back if she, for whatever reason, comes back in your life and you want her, but that's so weak, that idea. Oh, well, how could I get her back? It's also too fatalist. So my point is, you didn't call, make the call now. Maybe you'll see her again. Way more ease. And we all need to know ourselves. What I detect is the intensity is poorly allocated. It needs to be rewired, redirected. Okay? And that intensity also has us search too much. So right there, decide, make a pact with yourself that you're going to treat this whole thing differently. And you're already more equipped than you know it. And at the core, watch, because the bigger part of the unseen aspect of the problem is a model that's too rigid. And then we hallucinate that others who are successful do it from the same model. That's the mistake we make, because it leads us back to, if let's say I have a very rigid model, okay? I go like, well, people should be nice. Well, some will, some won't. I'm certainly not nice that way all the time. Who am I to say? Maybe they're preoccupied. What are the odds if, let's say, a person decides, today I'm going to venture in the world in a crowded place, and I'm only going to feel good and feel like I'm winning if everybody is always and only nice with me. We all laugh. We go, okay, good luck. It might very well be that you come out of your building and somebody doesn't hold the door, and that's it. You're pissed already. So what's really the problem? The problem is that model is ridiculously too rigid. So we replace it with a model, say, hey, you know how it is with people, and I'm the same too. And I can go like 3-4 days being super like friendly, open, helpful, and then I get rubbed the wrong way, and I say something weird to one person, and that's their impression of me. Ease. Adapt models that are much more fluid from the get-go. So in pickup, guys come in with models that are too rigid. It's not organic. It's not applicable. Second aspect. But they think that it should be done from those models. And because they're not doing it that way, they fantasize that's how others are doing it. So then it opens the door to a feeling of unfairness. Okay? For me, there's not one interaction since I coach so much where a minute after, I already realized what I could have done. Make no mistake. Only a fool would think, oh my God, dude, you've been scalding. And they hallucinate, oh my God, he's probably got five girls in the back seat, two in the front seat, 17 at home. He's probably like talking to women 24/7 and all the time. No. I pass and I'm preoccupied and I forgot to say something. But my attitude is completely different. Okay?
Okay.
I thank you so much because, you know, you opened a beautiful door and I know that this was helpful for everybody. Okay? I know it's Memorial Day weekend, Monday here in America, so I want to be mindful that you may still be attending something somewhere. I think we'll keep it at this for tonight. Website, vincekelvin.com, cities to be visited, Vegas next week, LA after that, San Francisco, and then an event in Europe this summer. A lot of other things. If I list all of them, it would take too long. But if you're live on this call right now, every year for Memorial Day weekend, I do some 50% off. So if you didn't seize that opportunity in one way or another, that's your chance. I thank you so much, everybody. And I look forward to see you on the next one a week from now. Thank you. Good night.